Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The trial of a Lawrence teenager accused of murdering and decapitating a high school classmate is underway. Prosecutors say the teenager believed the victim was having sex with his girlfriend. WBUR's Jerome Campbell reports on the first day of the trial.
Prosecutors describe Matthew Borges as a jealous teenager who was possessive of his love interest. Assistant District Attorney James Gubatosi used his opening statements to tell jurors Borges would monitor whereabouts of his high school crushes and forbid them from talking to other boys. Gubatosi described one occasion when Borges saw his then-girlfriend talking to one boy.
He got enraged, started screaming at her. So much so that school administrators had to pull him away.
The boy talking with Borges' girlfriend was Lee Manuel Valoria Polino. Prosecutors allege Borges plotted with friends to rob Valoria Polino. But they say Borges went farther, killing and decapitating his Lawrence High classmate. A journal police found in Borges' room contained an apparent description of what happened.
Drink, smoke, and play it off. Kill him. Bring duffel bag. Wear gloves, clean up mess, wear bags on shoes, wear clothes you don't care about.
But the defense team says that's not evidence Borges killed Valoria Polino. Defense lawyer Edward Hayden says there's no proof Borges was even present at the time of the killing.
There are no fingerprints, there is no blood, there is no DNA, and there is no motive.
Hayden says that the government is mischaracterizing Borges' text messages as admissions of guilt. He says Borges' group chats with friends are typical of kids their age.
With these teenage boys, you can imagine it is loaded with the F-bomb, the N-word, weed, and sex.
The defense expects the trial to take about a month. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Jerome Campbell in Salem.